This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so you guys know I'm really into blood. I love blood. I just do. I think blood is cool. When I was a little kid, I didn't want to see anybody hurt, you know? But if somebody had a boo-boo, I'd run up to it and go, "Are you bleeding?" They were crying. No. Let me see. Are you bleeding? Let me stop the bleed. And as a kid, I was just into it. I just loved being a little superhero. You know, that was actually before Superman got big. Superman got big in like the 70s and 80s. And when I was three, we're talking like mid 70s. So, you know, I just thought blood was really, really cool. And so I still have a fascination with it, such that, you know, I want to help blood banks stay stocked. And American Red Cross, United Blood Services, these guys are awesome. And, you know, we have National Blood Donation Week coming up. If you can donate blood, we would sure appreciate it, because one pint of blood could save up to three lives. And if you could host a blood drive, it doesn't cost you any money, doesn't really take a lot of work. It's the blood drive, the blood bank that does all the work. But if your company could host a drive, please reach out to me at drdahlia.com. But we've talked about blood types, right, and how that all works, and how, you know, if you have type A blood, you could only really receive type A blood or type O blood. If you have type B blood and you're in a car accident or you get anemic or have cancer or whatever, God forbid, you can only get type B or type O blood. If you have type O blood, you can only really receive type O blood. If you have type AB blood, you're a universal recipient. You can get anybody's blood. It's kind of nice. Okay? But if you're type O, man, we want your blood. If you could donate blood and you're type O, you are a godsend. The problem is even though type O blood is one of the most common types of blood types out there, we don't have enough people donating blood out there. And so scientists are trying to figure out what to do. Can we make blood? Can we convert a type A blood to a type O blood? Well, the answer appears to be yes. There are enzymes, they say, made by bacteria in the human digestive tract that can strip the sugars that determine blood type from the surface of red blood cells in the lab, according to a new study. And these sugars or antigens are necessary to be addressed, because if you receive somebody else's blood and your immune system does not like that antigen, you will have this huge transfusion reaction where you start to destroy blood, even your own, because your immune system goes haywire. So there are a few enzymes discovered in the past that could change type B blood to type O. But now we have newly discovered group of enzymes to effectively change type A blood to type O. Now, according to lead author Stephen Withers, a biochemist at the University of British Columbia, they told reporters at a meeting that this has always been the biggest challenge. Remember, type O blood, okay, doesn't have the antigens on it, whereas type A does in type B. So if we could make it anantigenic, then it could be more receptive to be, you could then receive it. So type O blood is in high demand because it doesn't have the antigens on its cell membranes. It is the universal donor blood type. Anybody with type O blood, okay, or anybody that anybody that needs blood, if we give you type O, there's a pretty good chance you could take it. But as we talked about, type A, type B, and type AB red blood cells, they have specific antigens, so no, it makes it very tricky. So Dr. Withers and his colleagues think that they may have some enzymes that could do the job. So they shared the results, and they found the enzymes using a method called metagenomics. Instead of culturing microbe after microbe in a painstaking process, the research team could extract the DNA from the microorganisms found in the human gut, grab the DNA blueprints for everything those microorganisms might make, and it turned out enzymes that help the bacteria pluck the sugar-studded proteins called mucins off the walls of the digestive tract. Bacteria like the mucins. They gobble those up. So molecularly speaking, according to Life Science, mucins are like blood cell antigens. So the enzymes could perform double duty, according to Dr. Withers. So these enzymes were 30 times more effective at stripping off A antigens than the best performing enzyme that was previously suggested for this purpose. And after the antigen stripping was complete, any leftover enzyme was very easily removed from the red blood cells by just washing it off. Because remember, if we want to give this blood to somebody else, so you don't want to really give them anything else that they don't need. So researchers did test enzyme-altered blood before. There was a small study in humans published in the journal Transfusion in 2000. And in that study, people received transfusions of either type O blood or enzyme-altered blood, but that particular enzyme would convert only type B blood. It was also very expensive, and they said it was kind of inefficient for real-world use. I mean, we would need lots of it, because look at how many pints we need. So, altering blood types has been a costly issue, because you would need to do it unit by unit. And so, maybe in some targeted situations we could do it, but in terms of using this in third world countries, who would pay for it? So, in order to decrease the risk of spreading infectious disease, donation centers never really pulled red blood cell donations, and they don't really, they keep them separate, obviously. And so, if you can't really put it, like let's say you wanted to do this in bulk, you know, Walmart style or Sam's Club style, we won't mix two different pints of A blood, you see? But if these enzymes could be made, we could then, and inexpensively, then we could do bag by bag. So this is groundbreaking, just exciting as heck, and I hope it works. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth, and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, so a couple lawsuits we need to talk about. This is kind of interesting. All right, let's start with this one. An Iowa woman is suing because the surgeon removed a kidney and wasn't supposed to. This is in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I'm not sure what she was doing up in South Dakota, but she's an Iowa woman, Dina Knapp. And she was supposed to have an adrenal gland and a mass on the gland removed during a surgery on October 5th, 2016, according to her lawsuit. Instead, the doctor, Dr. Scott Baker, removed her healthy right kidney. Baker was informed later that day by the pathology department at a Vernon McKinnon hospital that he removed the kidney and failed to remove the adrenal gland. But on October 7th, 2 days later, he told Knapp that he hadn't heard from pathology. So, he was told what happened. Possibly went, no, patient, 2 days later, still doesn't know what's going on. So the patient, or the doctor, called the patient October 11th, so now that's 6 days after the surgery, and told her that part of the adrenal gland was still inside her body, and that he did not get everything, the lawsuit says. He advised her that she would have to undergo a second surgery. I know some of you guys are getting mad at this. This is all alleged. This is being reported by USA Today. But Knapp went on to have a second surgery. But she went to Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, and then the gland and the mass was successfully removed. Mark Hanning, the executive director of the Surgical Institute of South Dakota, where Baker is a partner, and which is also named as a defendant, said he had not seen the complaint, nor could comment. Then why does the article bring him up? I thought, okay, this is going to be interesting. What does the co-defendant say? So the complaint was filed in federal court. It says Knapp's erroneous surgery resulted in an incurable and progressive kidney disease in her remaining kidney. Patient says she suffers from pain, fatigue, depression, and mental distress. Further, the lawsuit says, since the erroneous surgery, Dina has been unable to perform many functions and has required replacement services to clean and maintain her home. The past and future cost of yet is to be determined. Okay. When you guys hear this, you get grumpy. I don't blame you for getting grumpy. I can hear you guys go, rrr, rrr. You're mad at doctors. Yeah, this is a cluster. This is a cluster. I would like to know what happened. I mean, this is a cluster beyond words, and I understand this is alleged, okay? He's not guilty until proven innocent. But I really would like to know what the heck happened. How do you go into surgery and not know what you're removing? Did somebody on the paperwork say it was the kidney? Did pathology say the mass extended into the kidney? Did the pathologist say this was renal cell carcinoma and not adrenal cancer? So he took out the kidney. So a lot of things went wrong here. One thing that really stands out is the patient wasn't told right away. Patient was told, oh, we didn't get everything out. So let's talk about doctor cover-ups. That's tricky. In medical school, we're taught not to lie. In medical school, we're taught to own up to it. If you make a mistake, you own up to it. But don't apologize for something you didn't do. And, you know, I've told you guys cases where I've never been sued, thank God, and, you know, never hurt a patient. But I can't tell you how many times I started taking blame for something that I really wasn't even involved in. We had a patient call up saying, Dr. Wax gave me a medication that I'm having a side effect to. So the nurse goes, Dr. Wax, the patient you saw yesterday is having a side effect to the medicine you prescribed. I go, all right, tell her to stop the medicine right away. Come in. Let me take a look. Just let me know, what is the medicine and what is the side effect? Because I may have to go to the ER. And the nurse asked the patient, and it was Glucophage, a diabetic medication, and the side effect was my neck hurts. I'm like, neck hurts? I mean, I'm ready to go, oh, I'm sorry, stop the medicine. I was like, what? What neck hurts? Yeah, she's got a rash on her neck. I don't know, that sounded like shingles. Bring her in. Tell her not to stop the diabetes medication. And she had developed shingles. And the diabetes medication had nothing to do with it. It's just, oh, yeah, well, you know, she started a new medication. That didn't bring on shingles. I mean, maybe somebody could say, oh, yeah, a new medication could be stressful. And maybe the stress, who knows. But I'm ready to, you know, because the patient said they got a side effect. I'm ready to say, oh, I'm sorry, you know, stop the the woman needed Glucophage. Her blood sugar was really high. And her blood sugar probably spiked because she was starting an infection. Shingles is an infection. So, and she was a diabetic, and she ended up staying on the medication. She ended up doing very well on the Glucophage, which is also known as metformin. So, you know, in medical school, I teach the students, you make a mistake, you say you're sorry. But don't say you're sorry if you didn't make the mistake. You want to address it. Because you don't want to perpetuate a myth. if that patient didn't come back to me and said, yeah, Dr. Wax gave me this medicine, it's a side effect, whatever, you know, she even said she's sorry, and it was, this had, you know, who's going to stop and start examining the shingles? See, you see what I mean? I mean, you need to kind of, you know, clear the slate, go, okay, you know, what's going on? But you know, mess up on surgery, you have to own up to it. You have to tell them what happened. Do doctors lie to patients? I'd like to say no, but it probably happens. I think everybody lies. You know how many times my car has been worked on? I'm like, you changed the oil? Yep. The oil wasn't changed. I mean, I can't tell you how many times, you know, we get lied to. But when we're talking about it being your body, now, you know, I tell you all to have an advocate, have a patient advocate there. Have somebody that could, you know, if you are, you know, let's say you're on a ventilator, you know, make sure you have family members, you know, around the clock that could be there, you know, during appropriate visiting hours to be there and, you know, talk to the nurse and find out what they're doing. You know, you're allowed to have an advocate in there, but you can't have an advocate in the OR. And I can understand that. That's really annoying to have somebody go, what are you doing? I need to work. Let me work. Let me do my thing. So you can't have somebody there in the OR. So what you have to do then is do all your advocating before the surgery. Now, this isn't this person's fault, but one way to prevent this is, okay, explain to me what my situation is and give me my results. All right? Let me see the results. So I have an adrenal mass. Show me where that is and show me what you're going to cut. And please make mine, you know, early morning. So you're wide awake after you've had your coffee. Don't, you know, do my surgery at the end of the day where you can mess up. And then the other thing, too, which is really interesting. I mean, I've had tons of surgeries. When I'm waiting for my surgery, you're wide awake. And the nurse comes in, reconfirms the surgery being done. The anesthesiologist comes in to reconfirm the surgery. And the surgeon comes in. You have three people coming in to reconfirm the surgery. So what I'm dying to know is, in this particular case, is that what happened? Where they confirmed, okay, we're taking out the adrenal above the kidney, and then the doctor just goes in, and he's so used to removing kidneys that he just removed a kidney. I don't know. Now, there's another lawsuit going on. There's a black doctor, African-American doctor, we're being told, Tallahassee, says black doctor is suing Tallahassee Memorial Healthcare because he was discriminated against by being kept off an on-call list. And because he was kept off an on-call list, he was being forced to take a larger load of indigent patients and having his medical staff privileges withheld. Now, I'm not sure what's going on, why they would take him off call, why they would take away his medical staff privileges, but he filed this in federal courts and he was discriminated against because he was black. This drew media attention back in a couple years ago, and people protested the hospital. Now, Dr. Webster's a gastroenterologist. His complaint says that the 772-bed hospital deprived him of his rights by discriminating against him on the basis of race by denying him equal protection. And as a result of the policies imposed on him, he earned less than his white counterparts practicing in the same field of medicine. So, we're going to go a little bit into this. If an employer prevents you from doing something, can you sue if you make less money than somebody else? 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Don't go away.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset. where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
USA Radio News.
Today on Twitter, President Trump said that former attorney Michael Cohen's plea of guilty to two counts of campaign finance law is not against the law and is not a crime. The president also tweeted that President Obama had a big campaign finance violation and it was easily settled. And regarding Michael Cohen, George Washington Professor Jonathan Turley says there's one thing everyone needs to remember.
If what Cohen said yesterday is true, then virtually everything he said for the prior year was a lie. And that makes him a very difficult fact witness to get a jury to believe.
Hawaii residents are stocking up on everything from bottled water to ramen noodles as they face the threat of heavy rain and flash flooding and high surf as Hurricane Lane strengthens and heads towards the state. The National Weather Service has said the hurricane will become a Category 5 hurricane, which means winds over 157 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, it's very interesting. You all can reach out to me for medical questions and issues, and I get a lot of your comments more on Facebook than I do as email, and so thank you. You could always follow me at the Dr. Dolly Show on Facebook, or you could even message me directly. I think my profile is public on Facebook as Dahlia Wax. And so throughout the months, I've been reading some of your issues that you've had at work. Work seems to be one of the most popular topics. I thought it'd be more health or politics or Trump or the Affordable Care Act, and it seems to be work. And work issues are big now, and I get that. And one of you had taken a job in your corporation, and they had offered you a certain amount of money, and you took it. And you're a female, and you found out that some of your male counterparts that do the exact same job get more money. And so you want to know how to get the how to get the same pay without jeopardizing your job, and as she writes, looking like, quote, one of those women. Now, we need to be careful with that, both female and men, women and men, because it's none of us women want to look like one of those women who are, you know, going on a crusade, you know, and looking like we're going to, you know, tear up a place and accuse people of sexual harassment and accuse people of being underpaid or whatever. But on the other end, I mean, if somebody is making less money than somebody else doing the exact same job, that's wrong. And I've heard from men being paid less than women. A year ago, I received an email, this was an email, not on Facebook, from somebody who received less money than a woman because the job, the employer wanted to look progressive. And so they paid women more. Because men don't sue. And he asked, has a man ever sued for not making the same amount of money as a woman? I couldn't answer that for him. And again, I'm not an attorney, I'm a doctor. But, this is a mess. And you know why these things happen. Okay, I don't think a company... Now, this is me, and I'm a woman, okay? I know my voice sounds kind of low, but I am. I have two ovaries, and, you know, I've given birth, so I'm a woman. And I have no problem saying that I think the main drive of these corporations isn't that they want to discriminate against a woman or against a person of color or creed or race. I think the driving force is money. And if you ask for a certain amount, they offer a certain amount, and you don't fight it and you take it, they will pay you that amount. Whether you're a female, whether you're a male, whether you're black, Hispanic, Jewish, white, doesn't matter. And so a company is not going to over-offer if they don't have to. They don't want to overpay. Now, if they believe that a man coming from another company that made X amount, let's say, is not going to settle for under $300,000, then they're going to offer him $300,000. But if it's a woman who came from a different position, a lower stratified position, who was making, let's say, in the 160s, and she is applying for a position, and she says, look, I want to make at least what I was making my other job, they go, well, why don't we pay you 170? She's happy. They're going to pay her 170. And I don't think they sit there and they go, she's a woman, let's screw her over. I don't think that's what the company's doing. And so I've spoken to women about when they, apply and do salary negotiation, etc. As a whole, women seem to be less likely to walk away or negotiate heavy than men do. And so, and I'm not saying it's women's fault, but ladies, if you don't ask, you won't get. And ladies, you need to do your research. Yeah, and again, women being paid less than men is stupid. We shouldn't be having this in this day and age. Men being paid less than women for the same job is, again, stupid. If you both are doing the same job, you should both get paid. But I do understand how if somebody comes in with 20 years experience, they may make more money. If somebody comes in with an extra talent set, I get that. They may make more money. If that person, if you needed to attract them and you had to give them a sign-on bonus or they negotiated something for their job, it's really hard for you to go back and then give that to everybody. You know, because people have asked me, they go, how in this day and age are women making less than men? Well, if men have been in the workforce longer, and some women started the workforce later, started part-time, you know, because, again, they were trying to balance family, etc. And so they took what they could get, or they didn't ask, or they didn't fight during the negotiation process. Then they settled on an amount that never gets changed. So then when companies look and they go, wow, Mary's making $40,000 less than Joe, it's not because the company was like, ha, 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 you know, you have breasts, so I'm going to pay you less. No. It's just they were able to get away with it more. So you know, women don't research and know what you're doing. But, I mean, if you settle for an amount and you sign a contract, the you know, work is going to pay you that. But the other thing, too, also is if, you know, there is a man or a woman that's been working there for 20 years, has done above and beyond, and they were given a bonus. And a male or a female that's new to the job, okay, you know, hasn't put in the time, is it really fair that they make the same amount of money? So we're going for fairness, which is nice. But when we go for fairness, we also have to make sure we're not going for socialism or communism. If two people are doing the same work, they put in the same number of years, they are equals in terms of that, then boom. They should be paid the same. Now, I'm not sure what's going on with this doctor losing call privileges. But if somebody lost call privileges, I'm suspecting something went wrong. And, you know, but if you work for a company and they say you get call every third night, firstly, I don't like call. I mean, please pay me less. Don't make me do call. Please. Less call for me. But if you do less call, you do make less money. Now, is that because of a race thing? You know, there was another, apparently there was another case where I believe a professor sued her employer because she did not get, I believe, a full-time position and a promotion. And they said it was because of her sexual orientation. Not they, but the employee said it was because of her sexual orientation. Now, I am dying to see the proof of that. And they did settle. And it's unclear if the courts really believe that that's what happened. But if somebody doesn't receive a full-time position, and they just happen to be non-white male, does that allow you an opportunity to sue for discrimination? Is that why you're being denied? And then on the flip side, we don't want people getting promotions or, you know, condescendingly, you know, being given, you know, perks because, oh, you know what, you're a woman. Here, you're a woman, so let me give you what you want. You know? Or you're transgender, let me give you what you want. Or you're lesbian, or you're gay, or you're white, you're Hispanic. We also don't want to now be in a society where everybody is so scared to death of being sued that they, you know, it's not based on merit.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it.
So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Did you guys ever hear about the STD called donovanosis? Yeah. I haven't really heard of that one. I mean, I've known of people named Donovan. But donovanosis, that's not something you get from sleeping with somebody named Donovan. Donovan is a flesh-eating STI. They don't call them STDs anymore, sexually transmitted diseases. They call them sexually transmitted illnesses. So STIs. Well, because diseases isn't as politically correct. But so much easier to say STD than STI. I don't like how I have to move my voice box to say STI. And it's being reported in the UK because it caused one man's genitals to rot off. This is crazy. According to the Mirror, they say a sexually transmitted disease which causes the genitals to erupt into flesh-eating ulcers has been detected for the first time in the UK, and it's making a comeback in other countries too. Usually found in far-flung tropical countries, there's been no previous cases of this rare STI donovanosis recorded in the UK, and I don't have the data on how many cases in America. But this nasty bug causes genital ulcers to grow and spread. If left untreated, flesh in the groin literally starts to eat itself. Now, according to the Freedom of Information request submitted by an online pharmacy, chemistforyou.com, the rare sexually transmitted disease, donovanosis, has been diagnosed 3 times. Twice in Bolton and once in a woman between the ages of 15 and 25 in Southport. Again, this is in England. It's a bacteria. And it's a nasty-looking one. They say donovanosis can be treated with antibiotics, but you need to get to it very quickly. Infections typically appear in the genital area. They could also appear around the nose, mouth, and the chest. There are 4 types. The first is fleshy red ulcers that bleed when touched. Those are called ulcerogranulomatosis. Secondly, a dry ulcer with a raised, uneven edge. Those are called hypertrophic or verrucous. Then there's a necrotic one that is kind of foul-smelling, causes damage to the tissues. And then you have a sclerotic or cicatrical infection. Those are dry, leaving scars. The only way to get this is having sex with somebody who's infected. It appears to be twice as likely to affect men than women. And donovanosis is the disease of it, but it's caused by Kallimomato bacterium granulomatosis. Kallimomato bacterium granulomatosis. And this is making a comeback. It's very similar, I guess, to the Klebsiella type of bacteria. They say azithromycin is the drug of choice and should be used if the diagnosis is confirmed or suspected. All right, I'll keep you guys posted if donovanosis comes in America, but wow, that's some scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So they say more and more pregnant women are turning to pot to help treat their morning sickness. And it's becoming more popular. The study was published this week in the Journal of Journal of American Medical Association Internal Medicine, or JAMA, and it looked at women's morning sickness symptoms of marijuana use. The researchers found that pregnant women with severe nausea and vomiting in their first trimester had nearly 4 times greater odds of using marijuana in pregnancy compared with women who didn't experience morning sickness, and women with mild nausea and pregnancy had 2 times greater odds of using marijuana. Now, we don't want women smoking pot when they're pregnant. According to a research scientist at Kaiser Permanente, study author Kelly Youngwolf, she says the findings add to a small but growing body of research suggesting that some pregnant women may use marijuana to self-medicate morning sickness. Now, in recent years, we have seen the percentage of pregnant women rise, double, but the latest data, I believe, was from 2014. And the reason behind the rise is unclear. Either maybe because marijuana is legalized, people think it's safe. But we don't have enough studies looking at marijuana use in pregnancy and how it affects the baby. The logic is there. Marijuana helps ease nausea. I forget if it's the indica or the sativa strain. But marijuana does help nausea. The problem is you got a fetus. You have a developing fetus that really doesn't need the THC or the cannabis. Remember, we have endocannabinoids, our body makes our own cannabinoids. You could get, you have endocannabinoids because you have an endocannabinoid system. Then you have exogenous cannabinoids, either phytocannabinoids that we get from marijuana plants, or synthetic cannabinoids, which we can make in a lab. So, personally, I would think it's bad news because you want your child to develop their own system without getting exogenous. If the body is if a fetus that's developing, not to mention the heart and the neuro and the brain and all the other things that have to develop properly in an ideal situation, but if a child is receiving too much of something, its body isn't going to develop what it needs to for its own system. So this new study, researchers analyzed information from more than 220,000 pregnant women in Northern California. These women filled out a survey about their substance use and provided urine samples in the first trimester for drug screening. The researchers also examined the participants' medical records looking for diagnoses of mild or severe morning sickness. Overall, 2.3% of women had diagnoses of severe morning sickness, 15%, and among them, 11.3% used marijuana. Now, what did the babies look like? Well, they didn't study it. They would have to now see how the babies ended up developing. We have seen in previous studies where babies would have low birth weight, impaired neurological development, and then we would find out that mom had used marijuana during the pregnancy. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists recommends that pregnant women do not use marijuana. So, researchers would like to know how women are using it. Are they eating it? Are they smoking it? Why we see such a huge uptick? You know, the idea of when we legalize something, we enable people to use when they wouldn't, is a theory that's out there. I mean, you know, I was for legalization of marijuana as long as society developed the infrastructure first. Like, how are we going to deal with impaired drivers? I was driving behind some truck that was going 25 miles an hour on the freeway. That guy had to have been stoned. I mean, I'm seeing that all the time. But I was for the legalization of marijuana because I wanted to see its medicinal uses, and I didn't want our cops burdened with having to arrest people having an ounce or two or whatever the heck. I was like, look, they got bigger fish to fry. But I didn't want it to be legalized so quickly before we figured out how we were going to prevent sales at school, how we were going to avoid the concept of, oh, if it's legal, it's safe. Alcohol is legal. That doesn't mean it's safe in pregnancy. I mean, alcohol has been used in pregnancy to prevent preterm labor. It did work, but too much can affect the baby. We want to give the baby as little chemicals as possible. So, I don't know why pregnant women don't think it's a bad idea, but then again, you got people doing the fire challenge, you know, lighting themselves on fire. Maybe some people don't have common sense. I don't know. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. So I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.